Hello. Good afternoon. This is Nyaradzo Fike Mavindize, streaming live from Harare, Zimbabwe. And it's a Friday, the last Friday of July. And we're in winter here in Harare, and it's been quite a cold month. And we can't wait for August, for the summer to come. And as we relax this weekend, I just want you to think about your goals and how far you've come. Already, this is the seventh month of the year, right in the middle of the third quarter. And you've got to think about what is important to you. I just want to encourage you today to make one decision and take one action. Let's stop playing around. If you want to move forward for the rest of this year, then let's go back to basics. You've got too much on your plate, too much going on, too much drama and uncertainty to deal with. I know for one, because I'm living in Zimbabwe and our elections are on Monday in a few days' time. So I know the amount of drama and uncertainty that can exist in life generally. But that shouldn't stop us from achieving our goals and working on our dreams and becoming who we're meant to be. So whatever it is that you're going through, whatever is filling up your plate, whatever is making you lose focus, it's got to change, and it's got to change right now. Make one decision, choose one thing, choose one project, choose one target, choose one thing that you want to change about your life, spiritually, socially, financially, emotionally, mentally, in any area. Make that commitment to master and dominate one goal or endeavor. I know that when we start the year, as a coach, I use the wheel of life a lot, and the wheel of life pretty much has 8 areas of life that you focus on. But for this space right now where you are, think about just one thing. What is the one thing that you want to look back at the end of the year and think, oh my God, I've done this. I've aced this. In the midst of everything that is going on, everything that is on your plate, everything that you desire, that you want, all your dreams and all your goals, what is the one thing you want to focus on? I know you've tried to do it all before, and look where that has got you. You want to win, and I know you want to win. So if you want to win, then you're going to have to make a powerful decision and choose your one target that you're planning to hit with the full intensity of your mind, body, and limitless spirit. Once you've made the most powerful decision of your life and decided that things will never be the same again, then guess what? It's time to get to work. So you've got the whole weekend to mull over and think about that one thing that you want. It will be time to roll up your sleeves and prepare for the battle. Now, this is where a lot of people go wrong once they make the decision or choice to move in a new direction or even turn their life around. They fail to take action, because action is often the most daunting part of the deal, especially the first step. So as soon as you've decided what you're going to change, accomplish, or dominate, do one thing straight away to make it real. Feel the power within. Feel your power within. Look at your target and make one move. I'll tell you one thing that I've made in the last couple of weeks to take action. In different seasons of my life, I love to run and exercise. I'm an avid runner. My health is very important to me, so I like to run. I'm not into going to the gym or other forms of exercise. I do running, yoga, and pole fitness, and I play golf occasionally. So my running was struggling this year because I had a lot of work on my plate. But I had set a goal to run a marathon, the Vic Falls Marathon, the Econet Vic Falls Marathon. So I got together a couple of friends and we went at it. They were training in their different areas, but I hardly trained for it because I was busy. So I'm a morning person, so I wake up as early as 4 a.m. in the morning and I start working. By the time it's 5 or 6 a.m. and I need to hit the road, I'm so much into what I'm doing, I'm writing or whatever it is that I'm doing, I just can't get out of my office to hit the road. Or maybe I have a hectic training schedule or I'm traveling, I just never got around to train enough. But guess what? I went to Vic Falls and I completed the marathon and I did very well. But it's not as well as I wanted to do. So when I came back, the one goal that I set for myself that I had, the one thing that I wanted to change, the one thing that I wanted to do straight away, is to make sure that I run consistently at least 3 times a week in preparation for the next marathon. Well, I did 21 kilometers. So in preparation for my next 21 kilometers, I decided I want to do one thing. But guess what? I know that the motivation to get up, to get me out of bed or get me out of my office to hit the road was absent. So what did I do? The next first action that I did was to enlist the help of a running coach. So I've got my running coach, I signed up with him, and every morning, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, without fail, he knocks on my door, and I have no choice but to get up or get out of my office, put on my running shoes, and hit the road. So it's just that one thing. So I'll tell you, for the rest of July, I've been running 3 times a week, and I'm doing well, and I'm improving, and I'm enjoying it. So you've got to think about just that one thing that you want to do. Obviously, because we have limitless capacity as human beings, there's so many other things we can do. But this weekend, I want you to focus on one thing. So now that I've got that one thing out of the way for me, my running is in order. I want to hit my golf more consistently, and I'm going to look for a buddy, someone who nudged me, and I have to play golf with them at least once a week. And then I'm going to hit the next thing, my yoga. To be more consistent, I'm going to look for a yoga buddy. Because I realize in those areas of my life, as much as I'm very self-motivated, and I love doing those things, but because I get so busy, sometimes those are the last things that fall out of the way. So the first action that I will take is to find an accountability partner, someone who will nudge me. So I don't know what your one thing is. I don't know what your goal is. I don't know what your dream is, but you need to feel the power within. Look at your target and make one move. What is your one move going to be? That's it. You don't need to do the biggest, hardest, or scariest thing to move the game forward. You just need to take one step. Choose one thing you can execute and do that. Your main aim when you're starting out is to build momentum and be consistent. Your intensity and confidence will rise when you become more competent and know within that you're actually doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's time to create change and get exactly what you want, and it starts with your decision and your ability to take action. You will have time to come up with a perfect plan in time this weekend. I just want you to make a decision and just step out and take action. Prove it to yourself that you still have what it takes to win in any area of your life. Make that one decision and take one action. Have a good weekend. And make a decision and take action.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.